Tāng ngā rāng tsū lōp tsēn tī Chī tāng Uma shī gyāpa kī jōchā tsū Tewa tī mā dū yun dū Rābchē chū chū yu bē Ani rābchē thāngbō gyē tī Kūnzō tēmbā lā tēmbē Nāp shā chī tsō rī chēn sū Ani rābchē hāma gyē bō tī Tāng tāng tēmbā lā tēmbē Namsha tso chen sung je kandar denpa nyingi to ne ji shi namsha, langi namsha, ringu namsha ji sungi yoga dhaa samar chi tuus. Chi dhan kyanggolam je kachang sung sung as.
Now with regard to today's teaching, can you hear me in the back, Daddy? With regard to today's teachings, In general, so the essence of the Ayadeva's text here, the 400 verses, is with respect to 16 chapters. So there are 6 chapters. The first 8, they present phenomena from the point of view of the conventional truth, or mainly from the perspective of the conventional truth. Whereas the latter 8. They describe phenomena. They teach mainly from the point of view of ultimate truth. So in that way, the entire text with those 16 verses completely sets forth the true truth, the conventional and the ultimate truth. So this is therefore these true truth in relation to the true truth. Therefore, you have the presentation of the basis, the path, and the result. So this is also what
His Holiness
explained yesterday.
That is, Tango Jebuti, Kunzo Dembala Temba, Chinji Log, Topa Shi, that Kunzo Dembala Temba, Lamjin Namsha, that Ma She Yundu, Zozo Ti, and Sendi Nashe Doya, Chime Nashe Doya, Ni, that Quaiti Ketchum Chagio. Koe nimi samgu yore, o tinte indu, ene, chinji logu toba shi gaya tonda la, ene, tango, rabzi shiti, zangde kari ngon, zangde tata shi sena yindu, pecha kore na chini tango di midaba di yindu duwa, ene, kare rebu. Dunga wala dewa di remi duwe, dewa zimba di, nyiba di dunga wala dewa zimba, ta tene, sumba di mizang wala zangwa zimba. Shivati Dadu Zimbabamas, or Dadu Zimbabamati, Chitangaran, the Dame Tara Kajati, Zo Chet Suma Maimba, and Dadu Zimba, the Sholia, the Dame Zoti, Nikitundanam Shadi, Rabji Gabanima, Rabji Gubanima, Tingi Yuva Yinza, and Dikatu, the Dadu Zimbabame, Tub, Zoti, the Tingaje, Sadu, Dadu Zimbabage. Tinde doya tanda chichima ya ja rima chi ye sar was what is kanda tanda da da shi goya sumu do was
so then with respect to the first eight chapters being mainly from the point of view of the conventional truth, well, the way they set forth these eight chapters set forth the conventional truth, they do so by way of eliminating or by way of refuting four misperceptions. There are four misperceptions here, and by way of eliminating their main object, the main object of those misperceptions, the conventional truth is presented. Moreover, these first eight chapters, they enable or they present the methods to overcoming attachment to this life and attachment to future lifetimes, by way of presenting the disadvantages of samsara, the faults of cycle existence. And then the four misperceptions, well, usually the order is perceiving that which is impure as pure, perceiving that which is in the nature of suffering to be in the nature of happiness, perceiving that which is impermanent to be permanent, and perceiving that which is selfless to have a self. However, here in the case of the eight chapters, with the first four, being applied to the four misperceptions, the first chapter sets forth impermanence as an antidote to the misperception that phenomena are permanent, that conditioned phenomena are permanent. The second chapter sets forth suffering in order to counteract the misperception that that which is in the nature of suffering is in the nature of happiness. And then the third chapter sets forth impurity in order to counteract the misperception of purity. And the last chapter sets forth selflessness in order to overcome the misperception of the self. But with regard to the fourth chapter saying that it sets forth selflessness, this does not mean selflessness in the usual sense from the point of view of the ultimate truth, selflessness as being an ultimate truth, for this is revealed, well, this is presented in chapter 9 to chapter 16, which set forth the ultimate truth. Rather here, selflessness really means arrogance. So holding on to being proud or being arrogant, holding on to that kind of pride, self-pride or self-arrogance. So this is set forth in the fourth chapter as of the topic of selflessness.
Shungrok jin ne shebe ina ta tande gi tande rabje thambu ni ko sumba shiva ti ninju zo chin ta jire de duas.
So when comparing this text with the teaching by Lama Tsongkhapa, which is actually in a direct instruction from Manjushri, so the text, the three principal aspects of the path, which Lama Tsongkhapa composed in reliance on or due to his direct vision of Manjushri. So when you apply this to the three principal aspects of the path, then the first four chapter of the 400 verses of the three principal aspects reveal renunciation. Now, from the point of view of Lama Tsongkhapa's text, the three principal aspects of the path, this particular scripture, this particular text, sets forth renunciation by way of three verses. It's only three verses. So the first verse describes... So the first verse describes the reason for why renunciation has to be cultivated. The second describes the nature of renunciation. And the third, the measure of having generated, having cultivated renunciation. So within only three verses, Lama Tsongkhapa presents this particular concept of renunciation. However, as a more extensive explanation or presentation of renunciation, you then use the 400 verses in general and the first four chapters in particular, in the sense that they present the reasons, the supporting arguments for why renunciation, or the supporting arguments with regard to renunciation, the reasonings for renunciation, and so forth. So in that way, Lama Tsongkhapa's very brief presentation of renunciation is expanded on. So this is the way to go back and forth between those two texts. So if one needs a shorter version, if one requires a shorter version, then one depends on, one relies upon the three principal aspects of the path by Lama Tsongkhapa. And then for a more extensive version, one then depends or relies upon this particular text, which then expands on suffering, on impermanence, emptiness or empty, and then impurity, and then on arrogance.
Hmm. rabje shivu tiki ten chawe jela ta tele tarwe nyingbe cho kandiji ta tobya ki lokya bubu resa na jita changju sayatala nyingde ki changju, ranje ki changju ane tikjen ki changju sin changju de minrawa sumi yungu resa ina ya ta changju sheze dribata cheba jimni maluga chomba ane chonyi maluga zoba dinde chigi changju cho karirasa na sanje yi konga toba cheba Changju cho chalwa, Sanji Kumba, Changju cho chalwa. Then Regi, that Changju cho, don't do nevegi, that Koya Nimi, the Nedu, the Sabbath, Tony, Changju cho, don't do neve, and Samba Semje, Ure, Sagi, Dondala, and Rajangabati, Changju sent Sumud was.
So, with regard to overcoming the attraction or the attachment to this life, as well as the happiness of this life, overcoming attachment to the happiness of this life, as well as overcoming attachment to the happiness of future lifetimes, in order for overcoming those, the first four chapters are set forth by way of presenting the disadvantages of samsara, the disadvantages of cycle existence. And then after the first four chapters, then the text goes in the direction of liberation. It presents liberation in the sense that when we talk about enlightenment, or the Tibetan word changchub, and so it's often translated as enlightenment, so actually it is threefold. There's the hearer's enlightenment, there's the solitary realizer enlightenment, and then there's the Mahayana enlightenment, so Buddhahood, or Mahayana enlightenment. So with regard to Buddhahood, or the Mahayana enlightenment, this refers to the state of having totally eliminated cognitive obscurations and having brought to the completion the accumulation of the two types of accumulation of merit and wisdom. So having finalized the accumulation of those two. So this is considered to be the supreme type of enlightenment. And the person who wishes to attain that kind of enlightenment, the enlightened state of the Buddha, well, this person needs to initially generate bodhicitta, or the mind of enlightenment, which is presented in the fifth chapter of the 400 verses.
Tinde changju thobar dewe. Changju lana mebe, zobe changju, shendoe do zobe changju thobar dewe. Tinde changju thobar la. Nyomu be shangwan de kyur chinje de la ane shendun de parsha rangdun ya tar chimbati yungu meba yindu ane thongmar nyomu be shangwan de masongwe shebar chabe chidu nyomu mwensim chiko gres dinde yindu rabje tukwate ane nyomu namshat sungudu was ditaka sungudu nyomu be shangwan de kibu rangdun ya zoba minu na shendun ya zoba tashi nwe nyam du thongne rabje tukwe nyomu ki tsuso gebar deba yis Nyomombe, Shaman to Kurbe, Rangdun at Zoba Minuna, and Shendun at Zoba, Dutchmess, the Shendun at the Pazetuzetus. Then they Hindu, and Nyomon Kitsu Tori, Tonacha Guyavinza, and the Rabbit Tube, Nyomon Kitsu Tepares.
So a person who wishes to attain enlightenment, wishes to attain a complete enlightenment or Buddhahood for the benefit of others, well, they should initially be under the control of afflictions, so they cannot actually not even work for their own benefit, leave aside the benefit of others. So this is what Gyatso says in his commentary on the 400 verses. He basically says, therefore, if one is under the control of the afflictions, or being under the control of the afflictions, one is not able to even work for one's own benefit, leave alone the benefit of others. So therefore, in order to pay attention to the afflictions that one is under control, the afflictions in one's own continuum, therefore the sixth chapter is being set forth. The sixth chapter, therefore, indicates that it teaches or presents, gives a presentation on the afflictions.
Penas, yang korji, kaje korji jik shebi na, mamsu juju, chanju sembe nyamlen cheyata, shung, Tapsi Nige Shung Zo Dele, Shung Yachi Shu Dang, Say Shu Chil, Junju Tigi or Was, Bella Junju Nanachin, Tangu Chanju Sim, Pen Sung Was, 리우탐 전주선 헨텐데데레스 데 펜송 차게젤라 리우니와티 샘송 리우츠송도 와스 데네 디슈고텔라 전주선 샘송 차베젤라 다코 에네 샘송아 전기 미쳐봐 지 공내 공도 폐하다 텐데게 돈달라 아니 바이오길로 시신길로 서벨루스 어 텐데지기 지 미튼초글로 텐데 고야다 가득게가 있나 델링년부 땐다다 두수쓴 것도 대단히 저저 저것이라도 왔어
For instance, so Rinpoche is saying he would like to take a detour now with regard to his teachings. So for instance, with regard to Shantideva's Bodhisattva way of life, this particular text is seen as one of the best texts with regard to bringing together method and wisdom, those two aspects of method and wisdom. It's also considered to be one of the most extensive texts and the clearest text with regard to method and wisdom. And then in the first chapter, this particular text, so the Bodhisattva way of life, in the first chapter it sets forth or it presents the benefits of bodhicitta. In the second chapter, it talks about how to keep that awareness, how to keep that mind. And then from the third chapter, presents the methods, the means to increasing this particular awareness. And then from there onwards, it talks about conscientiousness, introspection, patience. So these three types of awareness, conscientiousness, introspection, patience, they serve as antidotes to the kind of discordant factors, the kind of awarenesses that may arise as an obstacle to bodhicitta. So in order to reverse these discordant factors, or in order to reverse these obstacles to the generation of bodhicitta, therefore introspection, conscientiousness, etc. are set forth. So this is very similar to the way the 400 verses present bodhicitta and so forth.
Well, that is the nyomong kesade, the nyomong kitsu tolya, and namsha jeva sunyudu, nyomong kitsu te, ta kenyir was. Chagat karasna, rangi, tsumi jig lol teni jig gig yore. Chagat yugi mwene, ane, ji, doyongala, yu doyongala sebe, sebe toni, yungu yeba inza, dinde inza, nyomong kewata, nebata. Pewe yu su la sota, su ki pungo, choya pungo, ndushi ki pungo, ndiji ki pungo, namshi ki pungo san, pungo nga su la sobe, pungo yu nga la, ene, ji chakshin pungaya taan, tindegi tole ya, ene, mashaya ga tanda la, ene, rabje dumbati suku tuwaas. Doyong nga la, longju pewa la, shemba pangbe tapten baas. Nase, doyong
nga la. Мужчина сонет дитира татана кецу ки монда чине теда сузу цумечи ги намто ги монда чине я не мучики
ве та ке тела пена ранил я цумечи намто ёбе ина я ю мена кигмас ю ньоне мена кигмас та ю ньоне бата цумечи ги намто ни сунду дебе тоне ане де ньомо киги хорос тенде инза ю ньоне аги ане чи дёнга тиги тела я нингу мебе мецу What did it? Master Yulia Chapoponga, what in this?
Nothing.
Yulia Rajidumba Sumud was?
Nothing. So then, from the point of view of how afflictions arise, so chapter 7 is presented here with regard to how afflictions arise in one's mental continuum. So there are usually two factors or two conditions that are responsible for the arisal of afflictions. One is the inappropriate attitude that is generated in one's own continuum. And the other factor is the object itself. So the object as of the five sense objects, which then give rise to the different types of afflictions. So here, Rinpoche read Yatsabje's commentary here, which is basically saying that is the arisal and the remaining, etc., of these different sense objects as well as the aggregates, the five aggregates, the form aggregate, feeling, discrimination, the compositional factor, and consciousness, that attachment and so forth arises in relation to those five aggregates. And we need to overcome those. We need to overcome those afflictions in order to not be under the control of those. So therefore, this is described in the seventh chapter to understand how the afflictions arise by way of those two conditions and so forth.
That, Rabjai Gyaba Thiki, Loma Yongsu Jongas, that Loma Yongsu Jongas, Nyamne Chepa Pogi, that Jongdar Che Sayati. Nyamne Chepa Pogi, Jongdar Che Sayati, Tindegi, Rangyul Yuebe, Tsumi Jigi, Nyomungi, Shisachi Yuedeba Che. Deliya, Tegi Gen Chebe, Yu Doyongaliya, Tindegi, Dalam San, Maransolia, Katuya, Medeba Jigi, Tindegi Yin Yindu, that Deliya, and Lam Satu Lam Yang Kansagi, Kandish Tango Rissana, and Chi Tombangi Tayo Kolia, and Tonachen, Pena Tandandi, or Raja Gabo Corena, Karsung Dusna, Sonam Chung and Mitan, Dilla Tesum Sami, Tesum Samshi Sevega, Sibahu Chabu Jurus, or Tombangila, and Chi Tona Mevaina, and Chi Yomotigi, Zaini, Larmi give a chosen chin. The Tongbany Musu, Jimunet and Chimachi, Bet Tujung, Samjung, Gomjung Chaja, the Gomjung Ton and Bet Musum Tonde, Lay in the Aletam, Tujung Zangi, Juzangi, Kochavati Chumba Inaya, and a bet Sibo Kojagi, Lake Pacha Manguchi, the Huru Sores. What listen to us? The Lomajung said, Yavat the Lomajung that in there to us.
So then the eighth chapter, which is described as the chapter that thoroughly prepares the student. So with respect to the student who is to be prepared here in this case, so the student is someone who's under the control of the inappropriate attitude, who's under the control of the different types of afflictions. And those afflictions, they arise also in dependence on the condition of the five sense objects. And so it's difficult at the beginning to immediately overcome these afflictions is very difficult, which is why now the disciples or the students have to be trained. They have to be trained in the path. And so here what the disciple needs to do is to pay attention to emptiness, to the concept of emptiness. So this is described in verse 180, chapter 8, verse 180, where it says, "Those with little merit do not even doubt this doctrine. Entertaining just a doubt, tears to tatters worldly existence." So basically, if one doesn't really have any interest with regard to emptiness, if there's little merit, if there's little interest with regard to emptiness, it will be impossible to eliminate the different types of afflictions. And then with regard to only manifestly overcoming them, so to temporarily lead to the non-manifestation of the different types of awarenesses in one's continuum, one may engage in the practice of focusing on the negative aspects of a phenomenon in order to overcome attachment towards that phenomenon, or generate mindfulness in order to overcome fear, or patience, love, etc., in order to overcome aversion. So temporarily, those antidotes may help to weaken the afflictions, overcome their manifestation in one's continuum. But in order to overcome them irrevocably, in other words, to permanently eliminate all the afflictions, the negative emotions, it is necessary to realize emptiness, So there's no other way other than this. And initially, one starts with listening to the teachings, listening, studying the teachings on emptiness, then contemplating them, and eventually meditating on them. So the goal, the main of those three types of wisdom, so wisdom arising from listening, wisdom arising from contemplation, and wisdom arising from meditation, wisdom arising from meditation, that is the main goal. However, initially one starts by generating a correct assumption, one generates a correct understanding, a rough understanding, and an assumption, a correct assumption with respect to emptiness. So this kind of assumption, or as it says, just entertaining doubt here, tears to tatters, or in other words, Rinpoche says, loosens cycle existence, loosens samsaric existence.
Then the Jaza Rinpoche ki Javatina Karisungu Dusuna Rabje Gebe Nis Ta Taki Nani Kame Chungunashi Ta Yugi Chami Sula Sobe Yunamna Ta Nilu Matobe Kansa Chigi Tongbani Kolya Aletam Toba De Indi Telia Tonankora Mede Indi Telia Chi Nilu Lea Tonankora Mede Tende Chigis Ta Tsu Loi Mwene Yujengi Mwene To me, it is a number, and in your monkey or was, then your monkey, you imbess. The monetanegi, the new monpon, deva, keva town, Nilu return, Tazon Samji, Gone Gang, and Chita Tombany, Tenda to Solia, Ju, Gudu, Sunday, what in David Tondala, and it had the Gabbard Sumber.
So here, Gelsabchi. Explains in this context, in his commentary on the 8th and the 400 verses, he says the reason for composing the 8th chapters is as follows. So with regard to the object which serves as a condition, such as visual form, sound, etc., which serves as a condition for the arisal of the afflictions. And then we were not realizing emptiness. So the situation is such that we don't realize the actual mode of existence. And forgetting about or leaving aside realizing it, there's no even any interest with regard to gaining an understanding of emptiness. And in that case, so the mind, the awareness, as it's called, the object possessor of the awareness, being under the control of the inappropriate attitude, serves as a second condition for the arisal of the afflictions. On top of the sense objects, that also further serves as a condition for the arisal of the afflictions. And those who have the wish to overcome these different types of afflictions, they should make just merely generating doubt with regard to emptiness will enable the person to engage in the meaning of emptiness. So for that purpose, the 8th chapter is being revealed, or the 8th chapter is presented. So this is what Gelsabji explains in his commentary.
Oh, that day, Tagi Junju will hammer it, Sherina. That Yomoli and Yambutandangi, Payota, Shishinda, Sebelu, what did he? Some do masse, T. Jutalia, that something loo, the Junju loo, Tanya Yore Yamale, the something loo, that the name, Sherb loo, what did he? Something loo, Kalia, that Chanju Sengi, Labde Yam and Zochison. Sherabinian and Kabla, any Tigi, Kajamindujo, Jayagi, Tayoko, and Batson, Tita Dosodo Shirad was, that the name Rabje, Ubachuane, and Tayoko, the song, and Tata Rud was.
So now, returning to Shantideva's Bodhisattva way of life, to now compare it with this text here, the 400 verses. As Rinpoche explained early on, first you have the verses on conscientiousness, on introspection, on patience, and after that, the verses of on samadhi or concentration, and the verse on wisdom follows. So in the Shantideva's, in the Bodhisattva's way of life, the verse on concentration basically sets forth the instructions of how to practice, how to train in bodhicitta. And then the chapter on wisdom deals as a kind of antidote in order to overcome in order to overcome the view that is the object of negation, which serves as an obstacle to bodhicitta. So in that way, if you compare the Bodhisattva way of life with this text here, they're quite similar in that kind of, from the point of view of the structure here or the content, since the 400 verses also in the latter fourth chapter sets forth emptiness in the same way as the wisdom chapter does in the Bodhisattva's way of life.
Lambda Namsula Jayindu, Ninju Shia Charijal, Chanju Sem Sungudu, Titata Tagin Rosmas, Chanju Sentata Rosmas. Ta Chanju Sem Sung Charijalia, Dilina, Cosabi Gir Tanje, and Nyomulia, Nyamutanda, Nyomun Kyontada, and Nyomumba Kanli Jume, Yula Nyamutanda, and Otigiti, Gachel Rudwas. Ta Tene, Chigmus Nyamutanda, Zay Tatu de Machine. And Yanda Vatavatican Rogu was, then Tombanian Tazon Silverton Jigan, and Dobber Jew will tell a mega chabu, so in the Yanda Vatavan Tata Rogu was. The Norinimo Divaina Umashijavati, Tambungi Junshigiova, Tene Chanju Sem Sungiova, Tene Yanda Vatava Sungiova, Teleta Dresd was.
So then comparing the 400 verses with Lama Tsongkhapa's, the three principal aspects of the path. Well, from the point of view of the three principal aspects of the path, first Lama Tsongkhapa presents renunciation. After that, Lama Tsongkhapa presents bodhicitta. Here, first there's the description of how the afflictions arise, then how to protect oneself from the afflictions, the objects of the afflictions. And thereafter, it reveals that in order to generate the correct view of emptiness, just having doubt, just merely generating faith becomes an antidote to the misperception. So therefore here the 400 verses is very similar from the point of view of also the text, the three principal aspects of the path, which first presents renunciation, then bodhicitta, and then the correct view of emptiness.
Gapting Kundi Karasna, Kazan Yangorumji, Pichi Kazani by Lundanas, Umarin Jetu Lundanan, Dani Dan, Jidendil, Lame Chanju Todduna, Tiza Chanju Sen, Rwan Yabo Tartenta, Chonde Tubi Ninjida, Nilam Tenshila Sach. Oh, the Karasna Chanju Sem and Zores, Tendava Ti, and Gavarcheva Tapdala, Chota Risu Masone. Taiwe, Senjana Mibe, and Pardena Ninja Res, Sultana Ninjun Res, or Kapalo Tulores, Ninjud Kapalo Tulote, Ninjuda Ninjin Kapalo Tulote, or the Ninjin Rogores, Chonde Tube, Ninjitans, Tilia, Kuikatan Robot Kanis Gores, Tanila Matembagi, and Tomani Tawat Gores, or the Gomu Sumatana, Tata Dendi, the Tigi Geshe Surchagwas.
Also, yesterday, as a kind of supportive source text, His Holiness the Dalai Lama cited the Ratnavali. He cited the Ratnavali, in which he basically explained that. So in order to become fully enlightened, in order to attain the fully enlightened state, so one needs to generate first the impartial wish to be free from suffering. So if it's directed towards oneself, that refers to renunciation. And impartiality with regard to all sentient beings, then that means great compassion. So it's only the focus that is different. So if the focus is oneself and the wish is to be free from suffering, that is renunciation. And then if it's impartially directed towards all sentient beings, then that's great compassion. And then on the basis of that, one is able to generate bodhicitta, etc. And the support for great compassion here, the supporting factor, is the wisdom realizing emptiness, which is free from the true extremes, of reification and nihilism.
That Tindeji Domshichilane, that and that Kapsbaba, that Taman ke doya mi do ngad tri lobje lobje taman de chagi yoro was ene narangi dinale inji ke na highlight sirwa chu mixe te te chuksha ji ji ta mone labja pe mixe kecha kecha dinde khashi khashi ji ene ngende shi shu
indas nase nase. So this serves as the explanation that Rinpoche gave until now, serves as a kind of framework here. But of course, since today is the last teaching Rinpoche presents, so he's unable to give you an extensive teaching on everything, in particular since His Holiness covered a lot today, there's a lot still left. But then as it says in English, highlight, so Rinpoche highlighted a few major points. In other words, he would like to set forth, he would like to present you with some of the points Rinpoche considers to be most important and share those with you.
Chapter Niba Tiginangi, any Sigje Tambudi, Ketchamutsugi, yes.
So, please look at chapter.
Kaza, Rabje Tambudu daughter, Kucha,
that
Rabje Nibane, Sholoka Tambudu Ketchamutsugi, yes.
So, yesterday Rinpoche basically completed his presentation or explanation of the first chapter. And now please go to chapter 2, the first verse of chapter 2, which in English is verse number 26. Or if you have the English text, the number is verse number 26.
Lune dadar tomegi teda nayan tesuncha. Timde yurin tsoni, teve sonan chambuche, sati, nechambuche.
So here it reads, although the body is seen like a foe, or like an enemy, nevertheless, it should be protected. By long sustaining a disciplined one, great merit is created. So this is considered to be an essential point that Aya develops here.
Dako ngare munzi chikande dinde chigi yes. Pena lugu di tanto junju nale yobas. Lula tri losha ne tane rangi tenje chu. Pemba meba nila ne tamche jimbar mechaos. Lutalia. Susugi, Zing Dushan, she shas. Oh, Cotinalia, then, and Susu Pejukam, Tangoyati, Nimbulangoyati, Nimbulans, Tan Rangi Tunche Jukes. And Coran Lug Chitang Yonzolia, which Deva Yonzotel, Tungo Mares, what did she soon was Lula Tree, Loshat, Tan Rangi Tunche, Pamba Meva Dillon, Tanjima Major, or Tiroji, Pejeris, Denea, Tixin Dachi. Me, Tula Tenene, Dune Chu Cheletu, Tundi Chine Yaka, Mombatus Nimalos, Junju Cire, Me, Luteng Tutti, Tundu Tudan Dagumares, Connamju Shenda Miloji, the Tudoji Pejaj, Me, Tula Tenene, Dune Chu Chele, Tawa, Koala Tawaya Yungurella, Sishin Yedji Walitawaya Yungurus, Dune Chu Cheletu, Tundi Chine Yakas. To the young yo young yo raya de kan gige mongo chil ten kal khabor tas di insa ta mongo tus ni malos dil peju ta tuju chola matangs o dinis sung bar was o di insa di thone en peju ta mongo res dire mato chi ki lu khoran ne dan cha ne na sa ya tine yong go du en kan ne ya tine yong go du o chi to be dung ya te do dung ya tine yong go du lu khoran dil ten ne Kangen mo shu shu korang jing tuas. Na tin de ten ten yong ne. Pena ngara zu ri kangen gom ya wo jiang wo sang ge er de. To go ta su lu wo di ye bin na. Ya to je chi ta di che bu. Ya du lo chi ta di che bu. Ya de sa chi ta di che bu. Bi mo mo ji lu wo di ye bi cha ne. Ko ka le shu ji. Ki ne kangen mo zu dong le che bu do.
So Rinpoche says, from his own opinion, from the point of view of his own perception here, in particular with regard to this verse here. So it is said also in the Bodhisattva Way of Life by Shantideva. So Rinpoche cited two verses. So with regard to the first verse, basically what the verse expresses is that our body is like a boat. it's like a means, like a boat, which we should use in the sense that we should use the essence, we should use its essential kind of features and qualities, because with this vessel of our body, we are able to accomplish our own welfare. We are able to accomplish our own welfare from the point of view of taking us to the final goal of liberation and Buddhahood. So this is what the first verse expresses. Thank you. This is what the first verse basically says, and it's like a vessel or like a boat, our body being such a boat. And then the second verse from which you recited is again mentioning this boat, this vessel of our body is not like the body of an animal. Due to our intelligence, due to the intelligence, the special intelligence that a human body brings along. And this body is useful not only from the point of view of the benefit of liberation, but also from the point of view of samsaric or worldly benefits. From that point of view, the human body is likewise beneficial. And it's difficult to achieve. It's not a body, a human body is not something we are born with again and again. So therefore we should not waste it. So in other words, Rinpoche explains that of course our body does provide us with a lot of problems, or it gives us a lot of problems. It gets sick, there are other difficulties such as experiencing hunger, thirst, and so forth. So it gives us a lot of trouble, but at the same time, it is very useful. It can serve as a very useful vessel. So Rinpoche himself says, so from the point of view of, for example, staying in retreat, it's not easy having this particular vessel of a body, because due to this body, if you stay in an isolated place in order to remain in retreat for some time, you need to provide yourself with clothing and blankets and sufficient food. So all these conditions, all these factors, or all these provisions, you need to look after because of the body. It is due to the body that you need to make sure that you're able to provide these factors like clothing, etc. It's only due to this body.
Sem maji besoro, tanya milut cho mindu sayalo, tindek samno kaba kalo ya, cikje dia thangje, cikmane thane susu sem ya nindu kayala, tenten payanchele doas, pena junju cikna na dini jihara, semju cii nambe cho tabu, mizan lundi lande kaya ku, rinchen rintang meba jume na, changshu semji chawara tensons, mane thane ngarang tu lugu rang do dang thol chabi na, ta payjil sha tha ruwa, ta mane thane cik. Doji palam sort of the Niji Rimuchi Rig sort of the Naja Daniel, Linda Yvichala, Jay Daniel, such res. Mizan Ruchres, Rete, Dipheju Tane, Monatanegi, Ji, Tudum Sunga Yungre, Tingin Zincomea Yungre, Teconangi Top, Nanga Ribekunzo Tobisher, Nilu Rubotondo Tobisher of Wa, Lava Sungin Yamle Yungre, Tetan the Massebe, Zozo, Changu Sam Singing, Dinjig, Lutin Ditone, Gomje, Mone. ちょっと、で、ローハだけでちゃちゃ、よしきをてねじぎ、みざんるんでそとやじよれす。じじ、せんぎゅうじ、べな、じゃ、てじゃじて、せんぎゅうじぎ、せるぎょばなしす。せんぎゅうじ、なべちょ、たぶんなしす。ならんつぎ、みざんはるです。ち、ちゃんじゅうすんらす。おお、りん、てんでぎにゃんれんがとね、りんたんめばや、ぎゅるべぎ、え、てんでぎべ、せるなし、ぎゅうとやじよれ。てんでいんざ。
So, if on the other hand, if one feels disheartened, there is a sense of depression or unhappiness when one looks at one's own body and feels, oh, this body is useless, this is of no use. That kind of disheartenedness, or this kind of sense of losing one's determination or being upset, that may arise. But actually, and so this is what this verse here, verse number 26, verse number 26 here is the goal of
matter. Are you have matter? Can I understand you there?
Do you have a cushion? Do you have somewhere to sit on? A mat? Mm-hmm. So in order to generate determination, mental determination, and not to lose heart, therefore Ayadeva set forth verse number 26, although the body seemed like a foe, etc. Why? Because, so here again Rinpoche gave a quotation from the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, where it's basically, where it's like saying our body is like a piece of iron that is covered with a coat of gold. In other words, even though our body seems very ordinary, in a sense it's made of flesh, skin, bones, and blood, and it doesn't seem like a diamond, as priceless as a diamond, for example. It just seems to be an ordinary object that does not compare to something as valuable as a diamond. However, if it is used well, in the sense, using it as a basis for practicing moral conduct, in other words, ethics, for generating concentration by practicing the view of suchness, or engaging the practice of wisdom with respect to conventional truth, wisdom with respect to the ultimate truth, so using it for those types of practices, and mainly by using this body in order to generate bodhicitta, then this body becomes extremely valuable. So taking it in that direction, taking it in the direction, or using it for this particular mind, this compares to taking an ordinary piece of iron and covering it in pure gold. So in that sense, this body takes on an incredible value if it is used well. So this means that we should therefore take the opportunity, take this precious opportunity of having this particular body, and then utilizing it for the above mentioned practices.
For that, he sent Shundakarya, sent Nindokaya, sent Obataya, or Tilia Tsidishiwapamudwas.
So, therefore, this verse is meant in order to overcome any kind of feeling of feeling disheartened. So, if there's any kind of feeling of being disheartened, of not having any kind of determination, in order to overcome that, and instead to build courage, to build self-confidence, in order for that, this verse was set forth. So then, in the second chapter, verse 16, which if you have the English text, it would be 41.
Look at verse 41. Gawa nama deoji nama kunda miri soos. Yang kabre ngarazu nawa taani. Tama lugu deda shuji, shu gaji. Zambu lingi nane pe ngale kibut, ngale dewa. Ngen subu neshi meyasama juu, ngaje cheje. Ene seti kona la shencha chaje. Ene ji nyingbu na yaa toli ya. Ji bezoi cheya tiki tsangwa tuzu tola chinje. Otene ji seti ki susu lu la shencha taan. Ene digi la shencha chine. Come to the Namshi, the Namajo, Tele Cha, Tele Chang, or Tus Chang, Giyor was. Not enough, no sir. Then a Chajig said, Let the day in Juan Machigol never mendus. No sir. Juan Lunchigol never mendus. No sir. Tendegi Juan Nam, Juan Shiril, Tendegi never Chazan remendus. No sir. Juan Kapsan Kapsan. That Konzo Tobale in it, Chinegi Koba Yungudu, Najugi Sunday Yungudus. Rede, Juan Nam, that Juan Alan, Juan Shilan, Tendegi. That Tinane, Juan Shibut, Konzo Chigi Tokozan remendus. Tokozan remendus. Konzo Ganga Bet, Gendushada Reshas. Ben Meta Chuni, the Gawa Resha, or Tendetendet Sordus. What Tendet Konzo Bet Tokozan remendus. Tendegi Gandutada in Devati, Konzo Chanyam to Yevakala. There was Tower Mato Chi, 콘조 초보디 그 인연 보면 직축 자체서나 대만 타네 강해지 책이요 어 든든지 임배 차네 아니 대보레 기보레 사야티 랑낭기 대보 임바다 기보 임바티 토리아 원신 전에 차른 거 말레 단다티 겐두여 콘조 숨 아니 콘조 시 차념 대토스지레스 배나 주시디 시담 지나 루샤가 서치레스 루시디 시담 지나 루샤도 콘조 조마도 버린데 냠도 레스 아니 조어지 떠서는 지직사 그레스
So if on the other hand when things go well for oneself, so when everything goes according to one's wishes, as a result of that one may generate arrogance, pride and arrogance. So in order to decrease, in order to counteract that kind of arrogance, then verse 41 is set forth. So at the time when everything goes well for us, there's a sense of arrogance with regard to one's body, with regard to one's the circumstances, that then leads to attachment to this lifetime or the happiness of this lifetime. So attachment, desire, etc. So in order to overcome this, then this verse is being set forth. So as His Holiness previously explained, when we talk about the elements, usually we talk about four or five elements. So the four elements of earth, fire, water, etc. And then the fifth element of space. And then this is with regard to external phenomena. So with regard to external phenomena, we speak of four or five constituents or five elements. Then with regard to the person, we add another constituent. So on top of the five elements, we add the constituent of consciousness, and then talk of the six constituents that make up a person. So here, as it says in the text, though powerless, the combining of all the elements produces the body. Thus it is not at all proper to call what is incompatible pleasurable. So Rinpoche here explained that when we talk about the four elements here, just talking about the four elements that make up the body, they're actually incompatible. In other words, let's take water and fire. Water and fire are not compatible. They kind of obstruct one another. So actually they're not in any way compatible. So they harm each other, if you like. So they harm one another and they're not compatible. So to have those four in a balanced state, to reach a state where there's balance, that is indeed rare, in the sense that those are the short moments when there's comfort, when there's actual comfort, when those four elements are in harmony. And that is quite rare. So therefore, when there's a feeling of happiness, a feeling of pleasure, it is just when this brief moment of the elements having come together, in a sense that they're balanced, that they're in a balanced kind of state, although they're actually not compatible. So therefore we should see our existence like that, our body, in order to overcome this kind of pride, in order to overcome the type of arrogance as just prescribed. See our body as just an object that is made of incompatible elements that are very rarely in a balanced state. So Rinpoche gave the example of four snakes in a jar. Four snakes in a jar. So only when they're satisfied for a brief moment, when they're not hungry, then they're kind of peaceful, they exist or coexist in a peaceful way. But the moment they start getting hungry, they eat one another.
When I was born in the house, I was born in the house, and 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 I was that chatang de ko nyombo yebakal ma debo yin sech tu khas.
So for instance, taking our own physical body and then the fire element, when as part of our body, one of the elements being the fire element, when that becomes too strong, we get sick, we have a fever, we experience a fever. Whereas if on the other hand, the wind element or the energy wind or the wind element in our body, if that becomes too strong, then we suffer from a disruption of the winds, and again, we feel sick. So therefore, it's only when those elements, so the fire and the wind element, when those two are in some kind of balance, only then do we actually feel well.
소소 대타이 삼바치기 나와치 다네 아니 만수기 지 로종 제야 다 지 다 최바 있는 냠내 제야 지다 있는 로종 제야 지 소소 미지티기 님불내야게 레더 몽부치 뒤져 털어 먹고 당겨 알바스 뭐 된다 당겨 말스 나대고 이냐베 아니 롬슨 체제 아니 뒤치겨 말스 어 단다티 그 녀바짱게 대화를 맡아 주기 텐타메 대화 말다 딘데기 고급 그 녀바 디카도 니카도 되네 아니 단데디 땅 문화다네 두고치 미냠네 지께지 셰 윤두 지 니주 자세 양다가 따와서 서로 간다 니위 된지 랭거를 맡아 주기 뒤서 돌아 당겨 말스 다 간다 뒤서 돌아 맡아 셰 지 다 팀나 띵겨 말스 디 야보도 와스 디야 셈시라 킹고 예바가 이 마자야가 직디 팽도 와스
So in particular, when we are young, when we feel strong, when we feel healthy. So at those times, we should engage in study, for instance, or if we are a spiritual practitioner, we should engage in practice. In other words, to take the essence of this opportunity and not waste our life. So instead, if we feel haughty, we feel arrogant about our situation right now, so there's the danger we waste this opportunity. But feeling well, feeling healthy and so forth, we shouldn't forget that this is only a temporary state. It's not ultimate happiness. That feeling of strength, that feeling of health is merely a temporary state and it will not last. So therefore, instead of wasting that short time of feeling strong, etc., we should make this life meaningful. We should make the best out of this opportunity. In other words, take the essence by practicing renunciation, bodhicitta, and the correct view of emptiness. So therefore, Rinpoche says this text is very good. It's a very helpful type of very helpful verse, since it inspires one, or it leads one, it kind of eliminates or weakens one's arrogance, encourages one, inspires one to not waste time, to take the essence of this precious opportunity.
That ne ne ta jaya chinam le rabje shive nam ya ta chike budus.
So then Rinpoche also highlighted another verse in chapter number 4.
Rabje sumbe nam ne mi se ta jam lu.
So in verse number 3 there was nothing in particular which Rinpoche highlighted.
Rabje shive nam le ya in sholog gubatela.
So it's verse number 9 in chapter 4, which in English is 84.
Oh. Kyu dikto che nam na khate che jam khate cha wa chami na chiba su su kyu ni tamje sung jam ningyu ro s di chi di yang ngar so ya lab ja chu mo chi du ga s
So here the verse reads, if people who do ill deeds should not be treated with mercy, all ordinary childish people would also not need to be protected. So this is very meaningful, this verse
84. Tinde inza midi yagore, midi dujar singeti, chawa yago yimbechane, midi yagore, chawa duja yimbechane, midi dujar sing, chitse. Ine yang, susu rani de tene, chawa de chabani kagase, da chu namenazo kavala inar, digwasha seti yore, tinde inza, chababo susu kagashan, ye chawa de nutu chunsu, enu kontas, ne kasu duas, o tita tatim duas.
So why is this very meaningful? Why in particular this text, why is it very meaningful? Well, as His Holiness explained previously, when we look at an action, we should differentiate between the action and the agent, or the person who performs the action and the action itself. So usually we do this with regard to ourselves. We differentiate between ourselves and the activities that we engage in. On the other hand, with regard to other people, we don't differentiate. So whether a person is good or bad, we judge this person by their actions. If their actions are positive, we say this is a good person. If their actions are negative, we say it's a bad person. But we should differentiate between the actions of a person and the person in the same way we do it with regard to our ourselves. So we differentiate with regard to our own actions because we apologize. We try to make up for our negative actions, and we apologize. We say, I'm sorry for having done such and such an action. So it shows that we differentiate. We're able to see the action as different from ourselves.
Any Chibososuki or Tama Lolia, any Gunzan in the Menye, you in the Chasan Union, Chibososuki, Shira Cowboy, Dinza, Chibososuki, Yongs of Tama Law, any Seve Sunja Mahima Gubres, whatever done to us.
So then, with regard to verse 84, it says, if people who do ill deeds should not be treated with mercy. So if someone harms us, if a person harms us, causes us trouble, if then we decide, I will not have any love for that person. Well, the problem is then that all ordinary childish people, so all ordinary people have negative qualities as well as positive qualities. So there's no one who has only positive qualities. So in other words, if one doesn't like someone or generates the determination, I will not have any love towards this person because they've harmed me. Well, we have to dislike all people because every ordinary person has faults and engages in negative actions. So we end up absurdly. So the absurdity of that attitude is we have to dislike all ordinary beings, which here it says in line 3 and 4, so all ordinary people would also not need to be protected. We need to reverse, we shouldn't have any love for anyone who is ordinary.
So
as his holiness explained yesterday, when someone harms us, so it is as it's described in verse number 84, if people who do ill deeds, so when they harm us or treat us negatively, so in this case, we should examine what is it that directly harms us? What is it that harms us indirectly? And who is the agent of the harm? So this particular aspect or this particular concept or idea here is described in the Bodhisattva way of life. Why? Because we're usually mistaken with regard to those three factors. So in the Bodhisattva way of life, it talks about a person hitting us with a stick. If someone hits us out of aversion, out of anger, they hit us with a stick. So again, we should talk about the three aspects here. That which harms us directly, that which harms us indirectly, and the agent of the harm. So the person who actually harms us. So with regard to this particular example, that which directly harms us, which directly hurts us, is the stick. which we don't get angry with. We don't get angry with the stick. Why? Because the stick is held, the stick is controlled by something other, some another phenomenon, which is that which indirectly harms us. So that which harms us indirectly is the anger, the hatred, the aversion in the continuum of the person hitting us with the stick. But we're not angry with that either. We're actually angry with the agent, the person who is in between that which directly harms us and indirectly harms us. So therefore we should think about this, we should consider this, we should examine this. And this idea is also here set forth, or this is clarified here, as just explained, this is clarified in verse 84.
Ani rabje ngabe nama ya. Changju sembe choba tenya rabje ngabe nama. Ani sholo ko gubati nama. Choyan jungbu sumba la. Memba chuba memba tar. Tube nyomo dar sigi. Nyomo tangbe kansa mi kins.
And then Rinpoche says, please go to chapter 5, verse number 9 in chapter 5, which is 109. So verse 109, it reads, just as a physician is not upset with someone who rages while possessed by a demon, subdues the disturbing attitudes as the enemy, not the person who has them.
Oh, that is the case. Pena chave nyo debe soroji. Tene ya ji neva roji, shuwe soroji. Tende chi toni chala cha, chi ishe gigun shego cha, tende chi, chi chozi gang chala to so mayu, tende chi tingi ji. But Joba can only say the easy over in a team mangan and lay in the members are laying the member tiggy any kuta chitsawe nishu robota any chit doing in the water to so much candy sheet of tapshe cardu, dagremato chigi, kuchijula, member the congress again minduas. Betin and shinchigi, tuba sangi, chumde and degi, marans chibasusikul, mandu si indu, any manzu chajun yamba tiggy, ye kangle jume, any gu matuwe. Nyomo batelia, John Sigre Mato Chigi, Kansatil, Kotujaris, and Yawatawa, Tawanyan and Nangamaris, Chom Tube Nyomon, Darsigi, Nyomon Tandra, Kansatila, Darsin Yawatawa, Tawanyan and Nangamaris.
Lovely.
What in the song to us? Did you Chawatan, Chababuni, Kaso Nanga to us?
So the meaning of this verse is. For example, if someone is sick, if someone has a high fever and is delirious, behaving in a crazy and an insane kind of way, or if someone is being harmed by external forces like demons or some kind of external harm, it's like a non-human force. It's like. So become crazy, like if someone becomes insane due to whatever circumstance. If that person starts breaking things, for instance, breaking windows or throw things on the table, etc., and then is taken to a hospital, a physician would not get angry with that person. Instead, they would make an effort to treat this person, to bring down the fever, and if there's any kind of external spirit harm, they would apply the antidotes to that. And not get angry. So likewise, the Buddha or the Buddhas who see our behavior when we engage in negative kind of behaviors, they understand that we are under the control of the afflictions. So they do not get angry with us because they understand in the same way as that previous person is under the control of a disease or harm, well, in the same way, we are under the control of the afflictions. And the Buddha does not see us as bad, as negative, as the type of enemy, but instead is able to differentiate between the actions we engage in and us as the person. So this is it becomes very clear that the Buddha differentiates between the actions and the agent.
That is, see, the nyambo jia or ti inzang ere ta jiaba yin, nyambo yue chen ta ba jiaba yin. Chita dan sholo ko juju ba re, dan le sholo ko guba che dan juba yuksha. Jujiba, Chitarmani, Cabertu, Netherpula Dungu, Tishi Chanju Sembet, Tambamina Cabertu was. Tamazu Chanju singing Yamlechin, Chibaina, chirisimje tamjele tsewa gogres. Ti nane kyang, hakwartu kya meba, ngwe meba, memba, o tingye tila, hakwartu tsewa gogres. Tamba mila, kebartu hos. Nganzo chik tsewa, chitan yongra ki tsewa ti, chi susuru ya gongku yoba, susuru ya drewa yoba, susuru ya pendo yoba, chila tsewa chi le. Ene, parme semjene ta, hakwartu memba tila, manse, Ani yawan doya cik, waktu cik yo mana, dia lah habar tu cawak beres, di canggih semuanya mungkin zores cik, waktu sungguh tuas.
And then the next verse that Rinpoche marked in his notes is of the fifth chapter, verse 11 or 111. So just as a mother is especially anxious about a sick child, bodhisattvas are especially compassionate towards the unwise. So Rinpoche says he marked this verse in particular because it's very poetic. It sounds very eloquent. It sounds very beautiful in Tibetan. And so this text here, what it presents or what it teaches, is that in general we should have love towards all sentient beings, but in particular we should have love. We should care for those who have no protection, who are on their own, who are kind of in a low kind of state, in a desperate type of state. So in particular with regard to those sentient beings who have problems, who have difficulties, we should direct our love towards them. Usually we have love towards those who benefit us, who we have some special connection with or who benefit us. And those who are kind of in between, we feel indifferent, we don't really care for them, and then those who are lower than ourselves, we may even look down upon them. So we should not humiliate those who are lower than ourselves, but rather have a particular love and care with regard to those who are without protector, as is said in this verse here.
That ne rabje chube na la, sholoko chube na chubati, ye ta chi jabiyos chubato chujibati.
And then please go to chapter number 6, verse 10 and 11 if you have the Tibetan version, or 135 and 136 if you have the English version.
Tati namju lungre naya shidag joja kechi muchitsugi yores.
So these two texts here are considered to be very important passages.
Tungi tobe goba.
It presents the reason for or the necessity of meditating on emptiness.
Oh, tiring sungsong as, pena miga umbote na ya umbole ya mare na ya umbole ya mare che umbole ya mare, korang korang kapsan chire. Ina luge umbote umbo kangal ya dus kap dewa nashi re. Tin nashi, idu unzel habar bro da begi. Chabati, Tumiji, Kunelambe, Chabati, Yan Shedantan Kalari. Yi to Moole, Hawar Dota, Tumiji, Kunelambe, Shedante, Yan Dachatan Kalari, Kunini, Betty Kasori, Migwata Namba Kalari, Reti, Anne, Oh, Timu Dinziti, Chinjulo to Shimbe, the Ramun Truba Zimba, O Tindeti, Dinziti, Samalolia, Captivities. Ene timu dinziti meba susuna, tsama meba soto gores, lula, lua, jishindu, timu dinziti, ene tsamalia, pakyab devachires. Tinde hindu, teacher, ene timu dinziti sayati, tandadi. Ramuni tubatsima tindichi, tangibu lukshachin, tagaran chacha. Tendravati, pa meba soto suna, ene chadano sobe, yumu ganga meba.
So when you look at verse 135, as Hasanus explained today with regard to the meaning of verse 135, when we talk about the eye sense power, the eye sense power does not pervade the ear sense power or the tongue sense power. So it basically exists on its own without in any way being pervading any of the other sense powers. Likewise, when we talk about attachment, for example, which is induced by the inappropriate attitude which exaggerates the attractiveness of an object, or when we talk about anger, which is induced by the inappropriate attitude which exaggerates the negative aspect of a phenomenon, these two afflictions, the attachment and the anger as just described, they're a different kind of awarenesses. They don't pervade one another. There's no common locus. There's nothing which is both of those two, because they have different focal objects, they have different aspects. However, those two afflictions, anger and attachment, they're both pervaded, if you like, or they're both share a common locus with the misperception of reality, which here in this case is the awareness that perceives phenomena to exist from their own side. So anger and attachment both are associated with the misperception of reality, perceiving phenomena to exist from their own side. So in that way, the misperception pervades all the afflictions. And if we remove this misperception, we are able to also remove the afflictions which this misperception pervades. So therefore it says in verse number 135, as the tactile sense, so as the tactile sense power, the body, in the same way as it pervades the body and the other sense perceptions, called confusion or ignorance, is present in all of them. So confusion here, the misperception or ignorance, is present in all of them, in all of the afflictions. And by overcoming confusion, by overcoming ignorance, one will also overcome all disturbing attitudes, one will overcome all afflictions. And here, the confusion, the type of confusion here, is from the point of view of the Prasangika, the misperception that perceives phenomena as existing from their own side.
Tinde che yindu ta chadang sayati and kandiji yores til tara ni yores chadang rakwat kandiji res na mingnam chingi nyamon tu zu res ji yidung zel haba jota be yuji le ming ne ane tela ane jota be go ne tela ya cha shi shamba wa tinde chi ta tizu che di kandiji yungo res na timu din zingi yu che bar tene yungo res ku gyunde che ni yungo res ta Chadang Chaji, Timu Dinzitan, Sundan the Cheni, Nyam the Cheni, we are res. Dinzit and Yamdo, but Demet with Dinzit and Yamdo, any betty, Chadang, Betty, that Lotta Yamdo, Yadrodaj. What today, Timu the Sundan Chen and Roger, Yung we are res, was Tarani of a chair, Shimbu of a chair.
So then, with respect to attachment and anger, or attachment and aversion. So with regard to those two, we need to differentiate between a coarser type, or coarser types, and subtler types. So with regard to the coarser type here, those are the afflictions that have particular, that have unique focal objects and unique aspects. So from the point of view of attachment, for example, here, the type of attachment that has takes as its focal object an exaggerated and a phenomenon that appears in an exaggerated positive fashion. So that type of coarser attachment arises as a result of the misperception of reality. So then here the misperception, that is ignorance, and this particular attachment here have a cause and effect relationship, with the ignorance serving as its cause. But then on a subtler level, from a subtler point of view, then you have these afflictions such as attachment and anger being associated with the misperception, with ignorance. In other words, they rise together as being part of one another, one being a mental factor associated with the other. So the attachment being one mental factor that is associated with the mental factor of ignorance. So in that case, that is a subtler type of affliction.
Tati kareresana rangyuba menchegi lo tundunre sedeyachi ani tanjube dus shayundu teliya lo chinjilo tundoda teliya dinzi lede o tindi chungudu was bena gaje dinu onshe la nangsa o tuju tigtegi ta chungden dro sa ji yungu yisar was chada tamerixen o tuzo be rangyuba ta tuzu ta chada mayimba lo tundunre samdeyachi o ta tanjube dus shayundu lo dinzi ta Sundan the Chene, and Chadan, Tamerji, in Chatu Yoga, what the name is.
So from the point of view, so this is from the point of view of the Prasangika, the Prasangika philosophical system, but from the point of view of the Madhyamika, Svatantrika system and all the other philosophical systems below, they would identify the latter type of afflictions, they would not identify, they would not perceive them as being afflictions, they would not identify them as afflicted states of mind, but as correct states of mind. Why? Because they, from their point of view, from the point of view of these lower systems, perceiving here the object of negation, there's no misperception here. When there is this, when there's the misperception of reality associated with these states. So this is similar to the fact that in the Madhyamika Svatantrika and the other philosophical systems, they say that the object of negation of emptiness does not appear to the sense consciousnesses. So in that in a similar way here, these philosophical systems are different from the Prasangika, which is the Prasangika system, which asserts that the object of negation of emptiness does appear to the sense consciousnesses. So here, therefore, from the point of view of the lower philosophical systems, other than the Prasangika, they say that those awarenesses are correct minds, whereas the Prasangika would say that these awarenesses, which are associated with the misperception of reality, they are also, there are subtler types of attachment or anger.
Chidang ngarang su ting san chadang sayate kejati cik cik e dodo cik e surji sanga arde mune dhane che na rangya tube zhe taja rangwa jingi dadu tube tube zimbe thangbe chadang jik dine dile tes jigo che ting sat chila rangya tube zhe su tube zimbe thangbe chadang jik dhele yang ting sat ma chin su na ane dhemba tube zimbe thangbe chadang jik dhele ma ting sat su na ane rangwa ni chuba yu rangwa ni chuba You didn't hear a shishaji ton challenge. The day Chadam was your service to me.
So nowadays, when we identify attachment and anger in our continuum, or when we identify those types of awarenesses, they seem to be one kind of solid thing, one solid type of awareness. So there's attachment and there's anger. But in actuality, there are many different types of anger, many different types of attachment from the point of view of the misperception that induces or causes these types of afflictions. So for instance, you have attachment or anger, which are induced by the misperception that perceives, that wrongly perceives a permanent, partless, independent self. And then slightly subtler, there's attachment or anger that is induced by the misperception which wrongly perceives there to be a self-sufficient, substantially existent self. And then even subtler, there's attachment or anger, which are induced by the misperception which wrongly perceives phenomena to exist truly. And then even subtler than that, there's attachment and anger which wrongly perceives phenomena to exist from their own side, objectively. Objects existing in and of themselves. So the attachment or anger, which are influenced by that kind of misperception. So in this way, due to the awarenesses that give rise, that induce those types of afflictions, we differentiate between them as some being coarser and some being subtler.
Then Chongaji do when covered in the chicken and dirt, which is a doos joy, that Chongadin are covered in the ever covered the deliver, Tinichi, cover Mongoji, and Chongam Jala Zongyan Tigi, Lava Chandaji, Chadin Mandington, Salad Dabje, Shevoti, to Sichavina, a Catapesas, somebody model, Panash, the team it was, Cassin, so soon you guru was. That in the chin, Susu knew Tani, Besha the dead Tani, then Susu Kangwenalen shot in the madam, she would chasma, send them in the Yanti to get the damas on us. That in the chin, you must much our corner. Susu knew Tarje, you mean you soon jail, meeting the dead, never dead, have a jailer, meeting Chasman, Yatetani, Susalia, so what the Minduas, D, Chavati, Rapati. So so the chimbu shoes to us. Ranga to the dancing. That's also the Ranga to the dancing in the Shishachin, Nye Jala Sajin, 오딘데지기 추천에 가서 문제 전에 여바테 맞았다 냠냠도나 하고도 왔어
So Rinpoche cited an example here. So Rinpoche says, to give you an explanation by way of some kind of detour here, he says, for example, you go into a store in order to buy a phone. So Rinpoche pointed at this phone. He said, so if you go, he says, like, oh, this is an Apple phone, right? So if you go into a store and you want to buy a particular phone, so you look around at the different phones, and if then if some of the employees at the store breaks, it drops one of the phones and the screen breaks, you don't really feel upset about this because you haven't bought the phone yet. It's not yours yet, so it doesn't really bother you. However, if the same happens after you bought the phone and now you've taken it home with you, if then the phone drops and the screen breaks, the feeling is quite different because now you own this particular phone. However, if after a few days, you give away the phone, you give it to someone else, and then you hear that this person broke the phone because it dropped to the floor and the screen broke, again, very different emotion. So here, these different emotions, they arise due to the misperception that gives rise to them. So here, in this case, the misperception that gives rise to those emotions is the misperception which wrongly perceives there to be a self-sufficient, substantially existent self. So the self, in the sense that there's an owner in the case of the phone having been bought, and there's an ownership, so there's a separate kind of owner, a self-sufficient owner. So due to that misperception, there's a different experience in those particular cases. Sorry, I forgot to translate something. Rinpoche said previously, so this you can know from your own experience. And then now Rinpoche said, so this kind of attachment, as just described, the type of attachment that arises here in this example, is of course a type of attachment. And how can that type of attachment be overcome? By realizing the lack of a self-sufficient, substantially existent self. So by realizing the absence of such a self, it is possible to gradually, or to some degree, overcome this misperception which then gives rise to this particular affliction. So this particular affliction can be overcome by understanding the lack of a self-sufficient, substantially existent self.
Inay. 강사랑게 되게 또 같이 배도가 통불래가 있나야 유 셀폰 코랑 그거네 아니 랑은의 주바 유센트 체베 안 세바들 가게 님도 도움을 도와
However deep our understanding is of the fact that there is no self-sufficient, substantially existent self, no matter how much we meditate on that, no matter how deep our understanding is of that fact, it does not, this understanding is unable to serve as an antidote to the misperception that perceives the cell phone to exist from its own self, from its own side. The misperception that perceives this cell phone to exist objectively.
Tell us, you Quran la cheba chene, and you Quran and rang the moon and some was said, the cane, you do zen, doubt and minyeva, number tatted the minyeva.
So in order to overcome this misperception, we need to examine the object itself. So understand the fact that from the side of the object, as with regard to the nature of this object, appearing to be something beautiful, appearing to be something positive, that kind of quality of being positive cannot be found from the side of the object. So when we engage in ultimate analysis of searching for that kind of positiveness, we will not be able to find it from the side of the object. Instead, the object is merely designated, is merely imputed as being something positive.
Sorry, teacherin beba kunjindir tamde kona nyebar cha sungade tinde isar was.
Therefore it says in verse 136, when dependent arising is seen, confusion will not occur. Thus every effort has been made here to explain precisely this subject.
Oh yeah, this is Simsos.
So time is over.
Yeah, oh, kare lai. Oh, kya inji lai be, inji kya lai be. Oh, ya ini kya 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 lai.
Okay,
yeah, question. Love, love, love.
Ngobot
sama kecik kecik nengkir wajah
ya. Ngobot sama kecik
kecik nengkir wajah. Ani benda cokcei na bawa ina di ngobot sama ipar le di jawa kanda dawai ya. Jawa? Ah, kebab. Jawa? Jawa kanda dawai ya. Kecik kecik ki jawa dua orang. Kiji ngam kiji thambi june kiji nyeba kiji nyebe june kiji sumba o dusre pena ngaran so ame khoba ni keba ni thada pa driver yor re tande lugo te driver yor re ti kharse ma gyungi driver re gyung tu be driver re ina ya kiji re 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 ne ga ba re ana se te ta ji chok se yang ba ngambo तो कारण से ना कोनो तें ना तें बैठ जावा रहे अन्य कांसा ठीक कांगे पुरो सलाब सुना चारों के कांसा सलाब सुना अन्य तें जब चारों ते कांसा ठीक कांग दे बे रिंग तला अन्य को तें ना तें बैठ जावा से कासा जब चुन चुन तो ऐसे रहे चारों ये बे कांसा से सुना को ये कांग चारों जी दे ऐसा चारों ये What did you do? Do it, whatever it is, do it, whatever.
So, here the question that was asked is if phenomena change moment by moment, so for example, a table or a book that change moment by moment, what is the relationship between those phenomena? So, Rinpoche said, well, earlier moments and later moments of, for example, a phenomenon, they form a continuum of something. So for instance, Rinpoche says, the body that we had at the time of birth and the body we have now, they're not the same. They're not the same time of body, but they're connected to one another by way of a continuum. They form a continuum and in that way connect to one another. So then the question continued, what is the relationship? If everything is changing, if phenomena are impermanent, everything is constantly changing, what is the connection between a book and a table? What is their connection? So then Rinpoche explained, well, their connection with regard to like a scripture and a table, that is a connection that is similar to a crow on a house. So it's like, it's a dependence of like, for example, the book on this table depends on the table, because the table is the basis, it is that which serves as a support for this book. So their connection is one of dependence, which is similar to the crow on a house that sits on the roof of a house. In that case, it's the crow of the that sits on the roof of a house, so therefore this crow depends on the roof of the house. So their connection, their relationship, is one of one depending on the other.
That is the answer to the last question. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Junzo, Tonache, Tangi, Chasan, Sebuke, Doyume, Mishis, Ina Tonana, Matuji Chess.
Rinpoche says he is not sure that he was able to clarify or present everything clearly, but he would like to thank you for your interest.
And
please continue to generate interest.
Those hope to call them the Yamne Jan Sergio Maris. sheje jangba surju hore.
So initially it just seems it's not something that seems to be practical. It's more like knowing objects that are like just gaining knowledge about certain phenomena.
Yinaya mone nyamle chebe yina dagi shebe na shi ninju chase yang da ta wala dagi rabje tike de lo no chebo ta jore do was.
However, if one really attempts to practice these different concepts here, if one practices them by training in renunciation, bodhicitta, and the wisdom of emptiness, then this becomes extremely beneficial, this becomes very effective. So by practicing the different chapters here with this in mind, then one's practice becomes very extensive, very meaningful.
That then the Kazan Kamorum just swung in Yimelama, Kambu Shengagi, Chandil Giovce. Yet the Mahimba you don't cover it. Kambu Shengai Naches, or Tinis Sumudo, Shengai Nachusumso. Oh, that the Zutolia and the devil ya do stand, it seemed to see Tabu de la Dia, Yazaris, the mother de Tabushodus, Kazan Kerakadula de Nala Tumas.
So, we should use certain commentaries in order to study this particular text. So there's a commentary by Chandrakirti. There's a commentary by the Sakya master Rendava. There's a commentary by Gelsabji, and there's a commentary by a Nyingma master called Chenga. So these commentaries, we should depend on, or we should study those commentaries, because otherwise the meaning of those verses is quite difficult. So Rubisha said, as Rubisha found it difficult in response to his question yesterday, to give an explanation of the meaning of a particular verse.
Yeah, thank you.